This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
I always wanted to do this. Yo.
Yeah. What's up, Rico? It is
always one to do that.
The Valente and Rico show. Yes, I am here at Stony all week while Mike is with the horses.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you say that and not what you said pre-show.
I almost had a heart attack when you said what you said pre-show.
Well, it's a little inside joke, right? Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. Mike's horses.
Horses, yes. Yes. We'll leave it at that. You don't need to know about why we're talking about that, do we?
No, we're good.
Yes. How you doing? You doing all right?
Yes, I am, Stoney.
Good.
You brought some levity to the pre-show.
Yeah, well, levity's my middle name. All right. We'll react to the Bob Nightingale tweet where the Tigers are strongly, according to him, and he's pretty highly respectable as far as the baseball gurus, insiders, so to speak. They are heavily in the process of getting an Eugenio Suarez deal done, hopefully, and they want to get it done before the Arizona Diamondbacks leave town, which is Wednesday, and they play tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's good news. We'll also talk about where the Emmanuel Clase situation, where he's been suspended by Major League Baseball pending a gambling investigation, the second Guardians pitcher to have this happen to, how that affects the Tigers. And also, we'll get into some Lions stuff, all sorts of wonderful, fun stuff we have for you. However, we are going to start with some fun. At least I think it's fun. Kenny Cott, the wonderful human being that works on this program and the Carson Anderson program and other programs on this radio station, was at Comerica Park on Saturday, and he tried to accomplish a very outstanding sports feat, I would say. Now, John Jansen would argue with me and say it has nothing to do with being athletic, and he's probably right in this case. But Kenny started and tried to do the 999 challenge. And if you are not familiar with the 999 challenge, what it is 9 hot dogs, 9 beers within 9 innings. Doesn't sound that difficult.
No, it is actually, Stoney, it sounds like this is something right up Kenny's alley.
Yes. So, Kenny, do you have a gold medal and a time for the 999 challenge?
I do not have a gold medal. I do not have a silver medal. I do not have a bronze medal. In fact, I did not place.
Wow. So, like, if you were basically what you did, if you look at the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, you pulled a reversal?
I didn't pull a reversal, so to speak.
Okay.
But I got through 4 innings, and I was cruising through 3, and then the 4th inning hit. And by the way, very, very fast-moving game.
Well, yeah, I was going to bring that up, but we'll go ahead, keep going.
But yeah, so I got to the 4th inning, and by hot dog and beer number 4, it's not the beer that got to you. It's the hot dogs, because by hot dog number 4, you're like, I don't want to look at a hot dog ever. I don't want to smell a hot dog. I don't want to be in the vicinity of any hot dog ever again by your 4th one, by the 4th inning. I was done. I was cooked.
Now, after 3, wouldn't the strategy be, you know, this is not like that, Nathan's, you know, we're not asking you to be Joey Chestnut. So you really don't have to eat the bun, do you? You could just, you know, after a bun.
I wouldn't have felt good about it without eating the bun.
Okay.
You have to do the whole thing, I think. Mm. I wouldn't have felt good. I have some integrity here, Stoney. There's some integrity in the Kenny Cott hot dog eating program.
Okay.
Not a successful program, by the way. Right. We didn't make it to five.
Okay. All right. So
that was also a downfall, by the way, is the condiments. Not the best. Like, you start, you're like, what do I like on my hot dog? I like a, you know, ketchup, mustard, whatever. And then by hot dog number three or four, you're like, I think I'm just going to not put anything on it because this is making my stomach all kinds of sick.
Well, I know everybody's allowed to eat what they want on
you
hot
eat
dog.
What you put what you want. I'm not a snob about it. You can put ketchup, relish, mustard, whatever you want.
I am, but for this competition, I would limit it to one condiment just because of, you know, the difficulty, and it would be mustard, but... Because ketchup on a hot dog, to me, makes me sick thinking about it, so I can imagine what
I like
it might do
to your stomach. Yeah. I enjoy that.
Hey, guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, well, I would rather have had the possum stew by inning number five than I would have had another hot dog.
Let me just say this. I'm disappointed in you.
I'm disappointed in me.
Because there are certain things in life that people are just built for.
Yes.
You're built for this. This is one where, yes, if it's useless sports, college trivia, that's Mike's bag. For you, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs in 9 innings at a baseball game. Where was slick back hair, Kenny? This is so disappointing.
Yeah, that goes together like peanut butter and jelly. You have no problem with it.
David, like ham and burger. Yeah. I mean, this is like right there.
I'll tell you this. Nobody can be more disappointed in myself than I am.
You know what? You've changed, man.
I have.
I'm
in my 30s now. I'm getting married soon. I don't think I can do this anymore.
Ever since you've gotten engaged, you've changed, man.
I have.
I don't even know who you are.
I understand.
Hey, Kenny, you want this? No, I'm good. I've had enough.
I'm like, what? The next thing you know, he's going to show up one day without his beard.
Right. When did you learn discretion?
I would like to issue a formal apology to the listeners and the Valeni Show with Rico and also you, Stoney, for filling in, obviously. I'd like to apologize to everyone here, David, yourself included.
Well, Kenny,
this has not been my proudest moment.
Kenny and Rico, I think there's a part here that you don't know, and he needs to tell you this because it's the part of that makes me disappointed. He began to tell me of what he thought of his hot dog roller when he got home.
When I got home, I saw the hot dog roller and I wanted to throw it in the garbage can.
See, that's the most disappointing part right there.
No. You know what this is?
It's blaming a blameless utensil or not a machine, I should say.
I'm not mad at the Bud Light that I was drinking. I'm more mad at the hot dog.
It had nothing to do with its challenge.
David, we've lost Bachelor Kenny. We've lost Bachelor Kenny, who had no regard to his health. I mean, this man was warming up salsa in the hot dog maker. Remember?
You think it's over, huh? You think my fighting days are coming to an end?
Oh, no. Not coming. They've ended. Son, you're done.
This was the test, and I failed it miserably.
Because right now, you're just embarrassing yourself. You got to three?
I got through four.
I'm thinking, had you told me, okay, I got to seven, and then in the eighth inning, it was a struggle.
Right.
I get it. Four? You? Come on, man.
248-539-9797. I want to know if other people have tried and actually completed the 999 challenge, or if there's any similar activities that you've accomplished at a sporting event or even a concert or something like that.
It just seemed like the easiest thing to do for Kenny.
And if you have, I applaud you. My hat is off to you because I cannot imagine. If I really pushed myself, I maybe could have gotten through five.
Here's
Kenny.
Did you do enough research to find out maybe there were some... I don't know.
What research do you need?
Maybe there's a
hot dog and a beer.
Listen to me.
You either eat it or you can't. That's the research.
I'm looking for maybe there could have been one of the stands where the hot dogs were
a little smaller. That's a great question, though, Stoney.
A little smaller, a little thinner.
If anybody's completed it, please
call
us. I know
where you're going with this, Stoney. And we'll leave.
No, I wasn't. No, you're the one with the filthy mind now.
Really?
Not me.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking that at all.
Okay.
I swear.
You know what, though? I will say this. I think he should have done some research because I think he made a fatal mistake on doing this and the day he tried to do this. I can get to that next.
All right. Also, I do want to bring up a very relevant item about this challenge that maybe 3-4 years ago, he would have been much more successful. But the game has changed in the 999 challenge.
Don't even look at me, Kenny.
97 won the ticket.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.